Hello and welcome to Penalty on the Podcaster. I just want to talk this episode how Dean Spanos, owner of the Chargers, is one of the worst owners in the NFL. Now, you know, it's a bit easier to become the worst owner once, you know, Dan Snyder left, but this guy takes it to another level. So, really, the dysfunction starts, you know, in 2017. Spanos takes the Chargers from San Diego, which they played in from 1961 through 2016, and that is 55 years. Took them a bit north up the 405 to LA, where they played for 1 year in 1960, when before the Rams kind of bullied them out of the Coliseum. And, like, what were they thinking? First off, like, they left a devoted fan base to become the other team in an already sports-saturated city. I think LA might be the only city with, like, two teams in all major sports leagues, and I'm counting the Anaheim ones. Two football teams, two basketball teams, two hockey teams, if you counting Anaheim Ducks, two baseball teams, counting the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. And, like, they even have two MLS teams. So taking a team to become from a devoted fan base in a city all to itself to become the other team in the most sports-saturated city in America is really stupid. In a city they didn't even play in before much. They last played in L.A., before the Super Bowl was a thing. Before the Super Bowl was a thought, even. They last played in L.A. The last game they played, while still calling L.A. home, before 2017, was the 1960 AFL Championship game, where they lost to the Oilers. After that, they moved to San Diego. So, really, really stupid there. And then, in 2021, the Chargers hired, I don't know how much this was, Telesco, the GM, or Spanos. They hired Brandon Staley, a guy who had 1 year as defensive coordinator, and who, about half a decade prior, had been coaching D3 football. And they're like, let's give him a head coaching job. Well, that went swimmingly. It went more drowningly, as Staley got blown out by the horrible Texans in 2021, and then made some awful choices, called a timeout late in overtime in a Week 18 game against the Raiders that allowed the Raiders to run one more play before kicking a field goal, and a tie would have sent the Chargers to the playoffs. This loss eliminated them. And then the next year, they make the playoffs, the wild card round against Jacksonville. 27-0 at halftime. No way this can go wrong, right? It went just as wrong as it possibly could a 31-30 final in favor of Jacksonville sent the Chargers packing. And then he was still not fired by Dean Spanos. And then in 2022, his Staley season ended early, as after a 63-21 loss to the Raiders, who had been shut out the week prior. By the way, Staley was hired for being a defensive mastermind. Staley was fired very enthusiastically, and it was long overdue, but it came with a catch. Tom Telesco, who wasn't that great at hiring coaches, but was one of the greatest drafting GMs in the NFL, who built a roster known as one of the best in the league that Brandon Staley kept wasting, and Dean Spanos still refused to fire him. Telesco was also fired. Now, this was just stupid. Telesco was one of the best drafting GMs in the league at that point. He drafted Keenan Allen and Mike Williams, an elite receiver duo. Austin Eckler, one of the greatest running backs and really the engine of that offense. Dual threat passing, receiving and rushing. Drafted Justin Herbert. And, you know, he was one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL. And brought in Khalil Mack. Drafted Joey Bosa, drafted Derwin James, drafted Asante Samuel, really created this great team that Staley was wasting. Oh, also drafted Rashawn Slater and Corey Linsley, just made and brought in, I think, Gerald Everett. Yeah, he brought in Gerald Everett. A great team. Like, he assembled such a great team. And then he gets fired. And this new GM is not him. He traded Keenan Allen, 6-time Pro Bowler, still really good, for pocket change. Namely, an entire fourth round pick for one of the best receivers in the league. Now, he had already let Mike Williams walk. And so their receiving core was down to Josh Palmer, Quentin Dropston, and Keenan Allen. Keenan Allen was the only reliable target there. An absolute magnet, while Quentin Johnson should not have been drafted by the Chargers. And yeah, that was a mistake by Telesco, but still, you know, every GM's got his mistakes. Really, Allen should not have been traded, especially for only a fourth. I would have expected at least a second in there. A second for him. That is a terrible deal. And then they don't draft Malik Nabers or Romo Dunze. They draft Joe Alt at a position they were, you know, already pretty good at. They drafted Joe Alt despite having no receiving core. This is a terrible decision. I don't like it. Here's the thing. Joe Alt could be great. Now, I did hear from a friend that it would be nice if Zay Jones would be signed by the Chargers. Okay, so we have Quentin Dropston, Zay Jones, and Ladd McConkey. Which one of those is a wide receiver one? I don't see a wide receiver one there. Unless maybe the rookie McConkey can be really good. still, I think Spanos did not pick a good GM. Should not have fired Telesco. Maybe shouldn't have even hired Harbaugh. Maybe should have gone with a more pass-focused coach who would have drafted Neighbors and used Herbert more. You know, this is quite an awful situation. And the Chargers should not have even been in L.A. Back to that, Spanos' decision to move them was terrible. The San Diego is big enough to deserve a team. They love this team. This team was the heart and soul of San Diego, really. It's pride and joy. And, you know, they just take it for them to become the other team. I don't know someone who is like a legitimate football fan, you know, born in LA and everything, you know, goes for the home team, who is like, yeah, go Chargers, they're the home team. It's like, they're the other team. And they're not very well liked. And still, I think it was a terrible decision from Spanos to move the Chargers and to hold on to Staley for too long, to fire Telesco, and to hire whoever this new guy is, who is already making horrible picks. Anyway, that's it. I hope you enjoyed this rambling. You'll hear more of me next episode.